Well, as you say, coming up, we'll be answering all your questions. But first, it's time for another instalment of Kitchen Science, and we're going to be doing it right in the studio this week with Dave. So, Dave, what are we up to this week?
Well, this week, I'm going to get some idea of how hard air pressure is pushing down on us all the time.
Fantastic. And how are we going to do this?
Well, OK, this experiment, it doesn't actually measure the whole of the air pressure. It'll give you some idea of some of it, get some idea of the scale of it. What I'm going to use is get a set of kitchen scales, which I've got, not kitchen scales, bathroom scales.
They look like bathroom scales.
More like bathroom scales,
nice,
yeah.
Bathroom
kitchen scales wouldn't be nearly strong enough. You need a board to put on the back of them. I've actually got another bit of glass from another set of
Would a tray
scales.
Do something like that?
Want something pretty strong,
right.
A piece of plywood about the same size as your kitchen scale, something like that. And you also need a plastic bag, which will go over the top of everything. I'd be surprised if you managed to get this done within the hour, although if anyone does manage it, I'd be very interested to hear. Okay.
Anyone keen out there, there's a challenge.
So, okay, got kitchen scales, bathroom scales, sorry, on the board. And a plastic bag, put the whole lot inside the plastic bag.
So you've got quite a thick plastic bag.
It's got to be airtight, presumably, this plastic.
It's an airtight plastic bag,
right.
And as strong a one as you can get. This
came
with something I bought, I think.
So excellent, put that in there.
Into there.
Super.
I've also put some sellotape in the back of it to take up any sort of excess bag.
Right, so you've kind of folded it up a bit and sort of parcelled it in there.
Yeah.
So it fits neatly. Excellent, so that's in there now, great.
And then what I'm going to do is get my vacuum cleaner.
Which we happen to have in the studio.
Yes.
I don't know. Because I'm looking around, it's quite dusty, so perhaps at the end we'll do a bit of a spring clean.
Basically, stuff the vacuum cleaner in the open end of the bag, ruffle up the bag round the neck of the vacuum cleaner, and turn it on, and measure how much force is reading on the scales.
There you go. That sounds pretty straightforward, but rather fun as well. So if you have a go, and you fancy having a go, and you've got your bathroom scales, a plastic bag and a Hoover, presumably a vacuum cleaner with a long tube, not one of the ones that you've got, an upright one. That would be a bit difficult.
Yeah, you want the tube from the vacuum cleaner.
A tubular version.
Just trying to think how you would get the one with the kind of rotor on the front into the bag, but never mind.
So don't do that. That wouldn't be good.
And if you don't manage to do this at home, you might also want to have a think about how much air pressure is going to be pushing down on some scales. I've got a vacuum gauge to work out what portion of the air the vacuum cleaner does pull out, so we can work out how much air pressure would actually be pushing down on these scales.
So what do you want people to sort of phone in and guess, or to email or text in and guess?
So basically, you've got a normal set of bathroom scales. How much air pressure is pushing down on those scales?
What
will you read out? What will the scales do?
The scales will read out a proportion of that, which
would it be a minus number then?
Sorry?
Well, if you take all the air away, won't it weigh less?
The whole thing will weigh less, but the scales will be compressed by air pressure, all the weight of air above our heads.
Okay.
And we want to get some idea, if you can phone in and try and work out what that air pressure is pushing down on these scales.
The email address, chris@thenakedscientist.com. What do you think Dave's scales will read? And I'll tell you for free, they look like they're about 1 foot, so 30 centimetres along each side, so they're a sort of square shape, to give you some clue if you want to have a go at working it out. Helen?